A Trump presidency may mean a slowdown in new regulations, putting much of FMCSA's plans on the back burner. However, there are several significant changes planned for 2025, which may include the elimination of MC numbers and the much-loved speed limiter mandate. Hey everyone, and welcome to season 3 of our podcast, Caution Wide Right, brought to you by Compliance Navigation Specialists. Man, 3 seasons with so many great guests and various topics for drivers and fleets. You don't want to miss what's coming this year, so be sure to subscribe and hit the bell icon to not miss out. As always, I'm Luke, your host, and today we're going to break down all the planned regulatory changes coming in 2025, and if we believe the timelines will stick or be pushed further down the road. And guess what? The FMCSA has 24 rules that are in different regulatory stages right now, which are the pre-rule stage, proposed rule stage, and final rule stage. But don't worry, I won't hit all 24 in this video, but only the most prevalent ones for the upcoming year. Before we look at some of these rules, let's discuss the elephant in the room, and that's the incoming Republican presidency and congressional control. With a new Trump administration taking office in January 2025, we can expect new regulations to slow. And of course, this is normal. Among the first actions the Trump administration will implement is a memorandum establishing a regulatory freeze, where all agencies cease work on any rulemaking currently under development. This is to determine whether these potential rules align with the incoming administration's policies. Of course, this is a standard practice for an incoming administration, especially one succeeding an administration of the other party. See you, Biden. Under the first Trump term, the standing policy was also to eliminate 2 rules for each new one. However, during the campaign trail, Trump announced that he expects to increase this ratio to 10 to 1. While setting such a benchmark may help further motivate deregulatory action on some level, it is important to consider how long it will take for truly implementing such changes of removing things. In other words, we'll see about this, but in the end, FMCSA may be forced to cut old or hated regulations. What regulations would you want to be removed? Let me know in the comments below. Beyond trucking regulation changes or delays, a Trump presidency may cause weaker environmental rules for trucks and significant tariffs to boost freight. Of course, only time will tell. Okay, let's take a look at 10 trucking regulations or policy changes that are planned to progress in 2025. Crash Preventability Determination Program changes. This final rule was published December 4th, 2024, allowing carriers to fight new crash types in 2025 and beyond. That's great news. The agency first proposed changes to this program in April of 2023, updating FMCSA's Crash Preventability Program that reviews 16 specific collision types and modifies the information in the agency's Safety Measurement System, or SMS, to distinguish not preventable collisions from preventable ones, which is great for your like safety scores. The agency is adding 4 crash types to the program to review even more crashes each year for preventability. And the additional crash types are expected to double the size of this program. The 4 new crash types are: a commercial motor vehicle was struck on the side by a motorist operating in the same direction. A commercial motor vehicle was struck because another motorist was entering the roadway from a private driveway or parking lot. A commercial motor vehicle was struck because another motorist lost vehicle control. Why wasn't this already on there? And lastly, any other type of crash involving a commercial motor vehicle where a video demonstrates the sequence of events of the crash. Again, a no-brainer. And this is great news. If you are looking to fight preventability of a crash on your trucking record, the FMCSA will accept RDRs for the new and updated crash types for crashes that occurred on or after December 1st, 2024. Want more details on this and the other 16 crash types or need help? Check out the previous video linked above or fill out the form in the description below and CNS will help you out. Motor carrier operating of automated driving systems equipped vehicles or autonomous vehicles. This rule is in the proposed rule stage. FMCSA plans to publish in December of 2024 a notice of proposed rulemaking to amend regulations to ensure the safe introduction of autonomous trucks on the nation's roadways. Well, looks like this timeline has slipped on this one, but what are they hoping to change in the first place? The agency is proposing changes to the operations, inspections, and repair and maintenance regulations that are intended to prioritize safety and security while also promoting innovation that recognizes the differences between human operators and autonomous vehicles. So what does that mean? Some of the considerations for the new regulations include inspections, so pre-trip, en route, post-trip, and periodic or annual inspections for the ADS technology and cargo securement devices, remote assistance. In other words, how to regulate remote assistant drivers who may engage with the vehicle if the autonomous vehicle is unable to perform a task, applying commercial driver rules. In other words, whether these commercial driver rules like hours of service should apply to the remote drivers. That's an interesting one. And unlawful activity, ensuring that ADS-equipped vehicles are not used for unlawful activity. I wonder what they are considering here. Let me know what you think in the comments below. And of course, with Trump and Elon's bromance right now, expect this to be flushed out this year. Heavy vehicle automatic emergency braking systems. This is in the final rule stage with a deadline moved to January 2025. NHTSA believes automatic emergency braking systems, or AEB systems, represents the next wave of potentially significant advances in vehicle safety, which is great. In July, NHTSA and FMCSA published a joint proposal that would require AEB systems and electronic stability control systems on new vehicles that weigh more than 10,000 pounds. The proposal calls for all Class 7 and Class 8 vehicles, those weighing more than 26,000 pounds, to be required to meet the AEB standards 3 years after the rule takes effect, which could be pretty soon. Due to the presidential campaign season, the government delayed final rulemaking until January 2025, but this is likely to happen, albeit with another regulation or two being removed first. So we'll see. FMCSA's new registration system. That's right, FMCSA is modernizing and will begin rolling out the new system in phases beginning in 2025. The goal is to simplify the registration process, streamline identification, improve the user experience, and incorporate enhanced verification tools. Pretty neat. The platform will be a one-stop shop that includes user roles for individual businesses and the support registered entities, such as CNS, so we can help you out. There are four major changes. The simplified registration process includes consolidation of FMCSA forms into a single online system. Nice. Easily accessible account pages to view and manage users and business information, preferences, and activity. And enhanced user roles to engage the right people at the right time. The streamlined registration identification means all regulated entities will continue to be identified by a US DOT number. Operating authority registrants will be issued a suffix at the end of the US DOT number to designate each type of authority granted instead of receiving a separate MC or FF docket number. And US DOT number suffixes will not be a vehicle marking requirement. That's nice. The improved and intuitive user experience means the enhancements will include auto-population tools, real-time data validation, smart logic, edit checks, and notifications. That's nice. Mobile devices and tablets can be used to view and update registration information on the go. No need to wait for paper form processing. Another. That's great. And lastly, the enhanced verification and fraud reduction changes means new identity verification software and user account roles will protect and control system access. We've been seeing this rolled out for years now. New business verification and information edit checks will validate key information such as principal place of business address. And the system will support automated secure processes for company officials and their support users like CNS. So again, we can help you out in this process. Look out for more updates as this rollout progresses throughout the year. If you haven't subscribed to our channel, please, you don't want to miss the upcoming content and future videos. There's a lot of stuff coming down the pipe. Oral saliva drug testing and potential reduction in random drug testing rates? This is going to happen sometime the summer of 2025, or maybe a little later. Now, we all know these drug tests for drivers are urine drug tests, but oral saliva drug tests are coming, sort of. Where are we with this, as this method has already been approved? Isn't it simple to just flip the switch and allow the drug testing method? It's the government, so it's not that simple. When it comes to oral fluid testing, we are waiting for the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, to certify at least two laboratories to conduct these tests. So why two? Well, one lab needs to be certified to test the oral swab in the first place. But if there's an issue with the data and you want to challenge it or have it be retested, the regulation says that a second lab has to be used to test it. This is called split specimen testing. Either LabCorp or Quest are expected to be certified in Q1 of 2025, according to HHS. But when will the second lab be certified? Honestly, don't know. So hopefully by the end of the year. Stay tuned. But there is another issue here. As of the end of 2024, there are currently no qualified oral fluid collectors who meet the additional qualifications to monitor and evaluate the trainees' mock collections. Therefore, no one can be qualified to be an oral fluid collector at this time. It's like some weird, impossible loophole that happened. FMCSA did release changes to fix this issue in December, and specifically in the May 2023 final rule. DOT required an oral fluid test to be conducted in certain circumstances where an observed collection is required. And since oral fluid testing is not yet available in 2025, DOT is temporarily reversing course and requiring the conduct of directly observed urine collections in those circumstances for an interim period. And this provision will sunset 1 year after HHS publishes in the Federal Register notice that the second oral fluid testing laboratory is certified. More headaches for the drug testing process, but you know, let's hope this gets flushed out by the end of the year. Truck speed limiter rule. Here we go again. This is in the proposed rule stage, and the new rule is delayed to May 2025. Okay, so this is one of the most hated regulations, of course, beyond ELDs, that is coming. At the end of September, FMCSA published a supplemental notice of proposed rulemaking that, if enacted, would limit heavy vehicles to 68 miles per hour on highways. Boy, was there backlash. The next day, the agency changed phrasing and now says an exact speed limit will be determined later. When will we know what that speed is? Well, maybe in May of 2025, but we expect that this rule is to be pushed on the back burner. But if it does get published, what will likely to happen? The only consensus is most large truck equipment manufacturers already added the technology needed for speed limiters to become a reality, since OEMs have been installing electronic engine control units, ECUs, in CMVs since 2003. FMCSA estimates that limiting heavy vehicles to 68 miles per hour could save 27 to 96 lives annually. And this sort of sounds like the ELD excuse to have this rule come into place. Well, the other added benefit is FMCSA expects that 68 miles per hour speed limits, which if it happens, would improve fuel savings and emission reductions to really a benefit of like $400 million annually. Of course, this estimate may be overblown if you consider smaller cars backed up behind semis trying to pass each other or cars accelerating past the slower than flow of traffic truckers. The rulemaking requires the Office of Management and Budget review before the publication. However, there is also efforts ongoing in Congress to bar FMCSA from mandating speed limiters on trucks, so stay updated and stay tuned. Be sure to hit the like and subscribe button too for this video. New entrant trucking knowledge test. Now, this is in the proposed rule stage that's delayed to June 2025. That's right, more tests for new companies. The rulemaking would consider methods for ensuring a new applicant carrier is knowledgeable about the applicable safety requirements before being granted new entrant authority. Do they know the rules and regulations? The agency is considering whether to implement a proficiency exam as part of its revised new entrant safety assurance process, as well as other alternatives. Is this a good idea? Well, according to Michael Kaufman at CNS, quote, "Honestly, that's an excellent idea. As you know, and in my opinion, the standard online FMCSA safety audits for new entrants are a joke that don't generally even contact the carrier to explain anything regarding 49 CFR or safety. On the other hand, the on-site new entrant audits are much more educational in nature, and officers require all documentation available, just like a real audit, and the officer actually explains the requirements and why they are needed. Sounds like a good idea. However, knowing how the FMCSA and government works, is any version of a regulations test likely to be created and required? I wouldn't bet on it. But stay tuned on future updates. Electronic logging device revisions. This is in the proposed rule stage, and an announcement is postponed to June 2025. We're still waiting on action from FMCSA on possible changes to the mandatory ELD rules after a 2022 advance notice of proposed rulemaking. Yeah, it's only been 3 years. The agency asked for comment on potential changes in five areas. Applicability to pre-2000 engines, yikes, ELD malfunctions, the process for removing ELD products from FMCSA's list of registered devices, which would be nice if they don't work very good, technical specification changes, and ELD certification changes. Will these changes to the ELD be good for truckers? Not really, but expect this update to happen sometime in 2025. Elimination of MC numbers. Starting October 2025. Now, this is an interesting one. FMCSA wants to completely overhaul its verification processes and improve the customer experience. We sort of talked about this earlier. And this includes ending MC numbers. Why? They want to reduce fraud in the industry, which is great. The agency wants to use USDOT numbers as the sole identifier for carriers, brokers, forwarders, and others, as well as eliminating arbitrary wait times and instituting a system that processes paperwork over the weekend and holidays automatically. Nice. At the Mid-Atlantic Truck Show last year, FMCSA outlined these proposed changes to overhaul the registration system, which will ask carriers questions and lead them to the correct form while verifying information in real time. And this is expected to come online by October 1st, 2025. For more details on how this affects carriers, stay tuned for a future video on this topic. Subscribe now to not miss it. Safety fitness procedures for carriers. This is in the proposed rule stage, and an update has been delayed to June 2025. Okay, another big change may be coming on carrier safety scores, a big thing our company at CNS helps manage for you. If you want to be proactive in fleet safety management, contact CNS in the description below. So what's potentially changing? Well, in 2016, a proposed safety fitness determination rule would replace the current three-tier federal rating system of satisfactory, conditional, and unsatisfactory. The rule would apply to any federally regulated commercial motor carrier with a single determination of unfit, which would require the carrier to either improve its operations or shut down. And yeah, this is a big deal. The problem is that out-of-service violation rates vary greatly by state and impacting how roadside inspection data is applied. So, for example, nationally, equipment violations stand at 20%, but in Mississippi, the rate's 10%, while Nebraska, it's 43%. For drivers, the national rate reaches 6%, but in California, the rate is 3%. In Arizona, it's 12.5%. So it's unclear how the feds will address these differences in safety ratings. Public comments have come in, and a notice of proposed rulemaking is expected in June 2025. And this will be big news and likely to come sometime 2025 or 2026 if it gets slid down the road a little bit. Stay tuned on this one as well, because we will dive into the details when we know and how it'll affect all carriers and how to get your safety rating changed. Need help now on changing your safety rating? Well, we can help. Fill out the form linked below in the description or check out this video on what we can do for you. Well, there you have it. The most likely big changes in 2025. There's more proposed rules, but many are being pushed further back in the timeline. Let me know in the comments which rule changes you are excited about and which one you hate the most. Also, did you know that this is season 3 of our podcast, Caution Wide Right? That's right. And you can download audio versions on your favorite podcast channels like Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We have lots of great guests offering their advice in growing your fleet and discussing interesting technology changes and more. Do you want to be a guest? Let me know in the comments below and I'll reach out to you. 2025, we'll see more exciting things like the Pennsylvania Truck Driving Championship live stream. This is the second year we're going to do that. More great interviews and more great content. So don't miss out. You can subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and of course, YouTube. Thank you again for watching and listening. And as always, stay safe out there.